This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The White House says President Joe Biden told Russian President Vladimir Putin in a Friday phone call that he must take action against cyber criminals acting in his country, and that the U.S. reserves the right to defend its people and its critical infrastructure. Jen Psaki is the White House spokesperson.
He made clear that he is going to take steps to defend the American people and our own infrastructure and our interests here in the United States. So while we're not going to preview operationally what that looks like or what he may decide to do, he did make clear that he reserves that option to take action.
The conversation came less than a month after the two leaders met in Geneva, where Biden warned against continuing cyber attacks on U.S. businesses and infrastructure emanating from Russia. Haitian authorities have made more arrests in the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse, raiding Taiwan's embassy where several suspects are believed to have sought refuge, while also detaining two Haitian Americans and several former Colombian soldiers allegedly tied to the plot. In all, 17 suspects have been detained and another 8 are being sought, according to investigators. Moïse's brazen killing at his home in an attack before dawn Wednesday that also seriously wounded his wife stunned a nation already reeling from poverty, widespread violence, and political instability. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph, who assumed leadership with the backing of police and the military, declared a 2-week state of siege and asked people to return to work and reopen businesses that were initially shut down in Port-au-Prince. He also ordered the international airport to reopen. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News.